This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Early rumors are that the head of Porsche, Matthias Müller, is his name, or Müller, perhaps. Anyway, he's set to be named CEO of Volkswagen maybe as early as tomorrow. We, though, are going to take our coverage a little bit closer to home. What do you do if you're a Volkswagen dealer here, and this big emissions mess just kind of lands in your lap? Oregon Public Broadcasting's John Sepulvedo reports from Portland they are going to be cleaning it up one customer at a time.
The way a dealership is designed to work is like this. A potential car buyer walks into the local showroom. And this potential buyer is like, ooh, look at this new Volkswagen Golf. That's cool. I'd like one of those. The salesperson comes over and talks about all the great amenities. Then haggle, haggle, haggle. And then cha-ching, sales made. But that's not the way it's working right now when it comes to diesel engine Volkswagens. Those cars are being pushed to the sides of showrooms, like this one outside of Portland, where the diesels sit apart. The sticker price is taken off the cars. Volkswagen has told dealers, don't sell them. And that's all many dealers have heard from the company.
Right now, we're waiting for guidance from Volkswagen of America on how to address the concerns. We're excited to help everybody once we know. And as soon as we do know, we'll be ready and willing to take care of everybody.
Michael Patrick is the service and parts director at Herzog Meyer Auto Center, a Volkswagen dealership outside of Portland. Patrick says he's gotten a lot of calls.
I don't know how many, but it's quite a bit, I can tell you that.
And he tells people, I'm sorry, but all I know about the recall and investigation is what you know. That's because much of what Patrick is learning is through media reports.
That's true. We know as much as you do.
Well, it's not uncommon in a crisis situation that the dealers are among the last to get communicated with.
That's Jack Nerad, an analyst with Kelley Blue Book.
And, you know, it is critical. Of course, the dealers are of critical importance to the success of any car company.
Nerad says car dealerships might be the last to hear about big problems from manufacturers, but they're often the first to handle them.
Basically, they are the interface between a major global car company and an individual in a local market. They're kind of the local face of that brand, and they do a very, very good job generally.
Those dealers are part of the reason why this past July, Volkswagen reported its sales were up 5% from the previous year. Still, sales of the German cars lag way behind other imports. Volkswagen sold just 30,000 cars in July. In that same month, Toyota sold more than 215,000 cars, while Honda sold over 140,000. And that brings us to this question. Is this scandal going to cost dealers more ground to their competitors? Not necessarily, says Ken Elias. He's a partner at the auto consulting firm Marianne Keller and Associates.
You know, the bigger question, of course, is what does it mean for sales in the next couple months? I mean, are consumers overall just going to avoid VW products? That's the bigger question.
That's a question of loyalty. And among the most loyal customers Volkswagen has are U.S. diesel owners. Both Elias and Nerad of Kelley Blue Book say those loyal customers are the ones who are most likely to have the best relationship with their dealers. It's one of the big reasons Nerad says dealers, most likely, will be the ones cleaning up Volkswagen's mess. In Portland, I'm John Sepulvedo for Marketplace.